Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I have Christine and Erica on, the co-founders of Crinel. And it is a company that is women's health, and it is a clinically proven cranberry elixir designed to prevent urinary tract infections while preventing overall wellness. Welcome, ladies. How are you today?
Hello. Good. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So let's dive in. Talk to me about your company. How did it get started? Where did you guys come up with the idea, and how did it all start?
Yeah, so we are the co-founders of Crinel. Crinel was really born out of necessity. Eric and I are both women, and alongside 60% of all women, we suffered with urinary tract infections. For myself personally, I was just like on this recurring cycle of being on antibiotics, getting UTIs, not really understanding what was going on. And I just knew there had to be a better solution. Eric and I have now been friends for almost 10 years. At the time, we were living in Australia, and I went to dinner with her as I was kind of mulling over this, and we chatted about how we thought there could be a better path forward for preventing UTIs.
Yeah. And so from there, we chatted about it and did a quick survey of family and friends and asked them, you know, do you know what a UTI is? Have you got a UTI, or do you know someone impacted? And if so, do you know cranberry as an elixir preventative method? And over 95% of respondents said yes, either themselves or knew someone, and they knew about cranberry. And so really from there, we wanted to take a scientific approach and ensure it wasn't an old wives' tale. And so we really focused on the research side of things before we did anything, making sure that there was clinically backed data. It is recommended by the American Urological Association and the World Health Organization. And really from there, we both had full-time jobs. So we met about once a week and just did three little things a week to, you know, start this. For the first bit was, you know, let's collect research. And then it moved on to other more practical things. So, you know, find a cranberry supplier, find what we think a bottle design should look like. And it really built from there.
That's amazing. So like putting my pharmacist hat on for a second, you know, it's cranberry is so loaded, right? Because it's, you know, the people come in to pick up their prescriptions, and, you know, in pharmacy training, we don't, you know, there's, if you choose to take the elective on the supplements, and it's, oh yeah, cranberry juice, right? Tell somebody to drink cranberry juice, which is loaded with sugar, right? And it also like probably doesn't have the right amount of cranberry that you need to actually be clinically effective. So to me, that always seemed kind of like a joke. I would always stock cranberry tablets, cranberry D-mannose, things like that, that I would recommend to people, higher doses to treat, you know, lower doses to maintain. But, you know, talk about that. Like what, why is cranberry juice not okay versus using your product?
Yeah. So the current cranberry juice on the market is, as you said, packed with sugar, and sugar actually makes urinary tract infections worse, causes inflammation in the gut. It's just like overall not helpful. But cranberry itself, there's an active ingredient in it called proanthocyanins that's incredibly anti-adhesive. So that's what's really good at flushing out bacteria. And early studies indicate that cranberry is also more effective than prebiotics and probiotics for gut health. And I think one of the biggest learnings for us, Erica and I, when we first started, you know, learned about all of this, but now we are advisory council members on the National Antimicrobial Institute, which is a mouthful, but basically it's listed as the biggest bio threat in the US, antibiotic resistance. So 25% of women are resistant to antibiotics. And through a lot of like more new research, antibiotics actually wipe out the gut health for 6 months, and that can affect your immunity. That can lead to more UTIs, et cetera. And that factor of like cranberry actually helping gut health and helping prevent UTIs is really all that anti-adhesion. And so I think like the old wives' tale is correct that cranberry juice helps. It just has to have enough of that active ingredient. And that's what was the most important thing for us. Like you've tried Cronelle, it is a bit more tart than the standard kind of cranberry juice on the shelf. And that's because we don't add any sugar, any flavors, and we really jam pack it. So like one shot of that Cronelle is equal to like 60 bottles of that kind of standard sugary cranberry juice cocktail.
And what I'd also say about the tablets, while the tablets don't have the sugar that the cranberry juice does, those still don't have enough of that active ingredient. So a lot of these products are recommending once daily, twice daily. We even saw one that was recommended 3 times a day. And cranberry is preventative. You don't take it as a cure. And so, you know, if you want to prevent them, people are not going to remember to take a pill 3 times a day, nor do they want to. So Cronelle, we ensured had enough of that active ingredient, and we recommend it once per week. Keep your urinary tract flush, and make it more of like a self-care moment for yourself instead of reminding to take 3 a day. And I don't know if you've taken Azo as well. And I'm sure if you have, you know, that turns your pee quite a bright color, which is a
sure
bit right? Like, why is a pill turning, like, what chemicals do they have in it that's turning your pee that color? That should be concerning. You know, you just need the cranberry. I don't know why there's chemicals going all the way through your body from your mouth all the way down to your urinary tract that's making that happen.
Yeah. And it's more just that, and I couldn't give you the chemistry on it, but I could say it's probably the antiseptic in there, like the immediate pain reliever, you know, that would do that, you know, to get the instantaneous relief. But I love the fact of, you know, this is the shift in my career that I made as a pharmacist. I've been a pharmacist for 20 years. And more recently, I've walked away from that because of watching this, watching people get sicker and sicker, taking prescriptions and still coming and then loading up on supplements and just trying to find a balance. And a big part of it was like you mentioned. So it's all about self-care and preventative medicine. And a lot of that stems from the gut. You know, one of the main things that I didn't learn in pharmacy school that I have educated myself on since and have worked with my patients and clients is gut health, you know, and then it's you take an antibiotic. And I think the percentage rate of becoming depressed or gaining anxiety is like 300% when you're on an antibiotic. Even when you do take probiotics, I always insisted that my patients walked out of the pharmacy with probiotics. Every single time they got an antibiotic, I mean, sometimes they didn't want them, but I stressed the importance of it because one round of antibiotics can mess your gut for a year, up to a year afterwards. And if you're not maintaining that and repairing the gut, then we're looking at things like depression. You know, 90% of your serotonin is built and housed in your gut. And then, you know, the brain gut access, it's real, you know, and then looking at your immune system, you know, 80% of your immune system lives in the gut. So it's not like, oh, am I going to get a cold or sick or another UTI? It's also autoimmune disease and inflammation in the body. And it leads to so much more. So it's really important, the self-care and the preventative medicine, the things to do to keep the body healthy, to keep the gut healthy.
Totally. I mean, we believe this through and through. I mean, that's why we've joined the National Antimicrobial Institute. We are such proponents of prevention, not reaction, because as Christine mentioned, we were both on antibiotics and they ruined us. And to continue to take antibiotics, it's just not sustainable. So we need to start doing things that are more proactive and that help us. And more women need to know about that because women get prescribed antibiotics more than men. And yeah, we just need to know what's going on in our body.
100%. And as a pharmacist, I saw this, and not just with antibiotics, across the board, you see somebody coming in to take a prescription like an antibiotic. And then the next thing you know, yes, they're on an antidepressant or they're suffering with anxiety. What can I do to help me with that? And then the next thing you know, they're on a sleeping medication because that's getting affected. And then, you know, and now they're gaining weight. Oh, what are we doing? Are we pre-diabetic? Are we need to lose weight? And it's just like a cycle that goes on and on and on. And it's not what I wanted to be doing as a pharmacist. I wanted to kind of shift my focus on that preventative. And then, you know, looking at it from like a women's health perspective, these things are not talked about enough. Like, how do you keep your vaginal flora healthy? Like, what are things? I mean, what do you recommend to, you know, to your consumers when they ask, you know, how do you use the product? How is Crinelle used to help maintain, you know, healthy women's health?
Sorry, go ahead, Christine.
But
I was just gonna say, we recommend one per week. We try not to give medical advice. But yeah, we're way more about that prevention than reaction method. It's all about your diet, what you're putting in your body, and just being aware of what each of those ingredients and, you know, can do for your body and how it can fuel your body. But we definitely recommend questioning your doctor. Of course, they will know everything. And we're not saying don't go to your doctor and don't get antibiotics when needed. There is a time and place for them. They're amazing. But yeah, ask more questions and advocate for yourself and really understand from your doctor what you can do as a preventative measure, as opposed to just going and getting, you know, antibiotics and prescriptions every time.
Yeah. And I think it matters on who you're going to, too. A lot of doctors, especially older doctors, they don't take an integrative approach, you know, and it's not because they're bad doctors. They are awesome people who probably want to help. But I think that in Western medicine, it's just become kind of a topic that, you know, we don't talk about nutrition. You know, doctors will tell you to eat healthy and eat less fats. And, you know, just looking, I think, didn't they just like flip the food pyramid? I'm not really sure, but didn't they reverse it? Like, okay, you know, it's not all about cutting out fat and calories from your diet. Like, you should be eating healthy fats. And, you know, not that this is a talk about nutrition, but, you know, doctors they're not educated. And I can stand for that in my education as a pharmacist, the things that I didn't know, like preventative health wasn't talked about. And we didn't learn about that in pharmacy school. Like, it wasn't even a thing. Like, we didn't even talk about probiotics or what happens when you take an antibiotic. So as much as I want to say, yeah, talk to your doctor, it's kind of almost like a taboo thing, because as a pharmacist, even so, you know, you have a certain liability. It depends what state you're in. I'm in Pennsylvania. And you know, we don't prescribe, right? So I stay in my lane when I'm in the pharmacy and I'm operating as a pharmacist. I stay in my lane and, you know, try to collaborate and work with doctors, you know, and always check with your doctor. But I say that out one side of my face. And then the other side of my face is, you're going to go ask your doctor. But if your doctor would have told you to pick up a probiotic with your antibiotic, which he didn't, and probably with most of them will balk at it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's funny how it's shifted though. Like, a lot more in the past few years, people will come in and say, oh, and I need a probiotic if somebody doesn't stop it. Oh, my doctor did tell me to pick up a probiotic with this antibiotic. You know, so it's, you can see things shifting, that it's talked about more, but it's still not regular practice preventative medicine. You know, it's just not, unless you're going to somebody that's very integrative and, you know, willing to. So it's kind of like a catch 22, you know, it's like we're trying to create a balance, but it's like, okay, yeah, check with the doctor. And the doctor's like, okay, you know, a big thing I do with my patients is like, there's certain medications like that deplete things, antibiotics being the big one with probiotics. And like, when you take, let's just say, statins for cholesterol, we look at, you know, CoQ10, how it really massively depletes the body of that, which is necessary for a healthy heart function. So I'll say something like, you know, you should really get this supplement if you're going to continue to be on this medication. Well, I'll check with my doctor. And I'm like, well, if your doctor knew, your doctor would have told you to do that when you picked up the prescription. So it's kind of like this cycle, which is why I just gained incredible frustration in my practice, because it was like, I'm watching people get sicker and sicker. So I love that you guys have formulated a product for just not only preventative medicine, but women's health, because like, let's talk about that. How there's so many things. Me in general, I suffered from endometriosis from a early age. And not until a couple years ago, when I really started to learn about how much nutrition and stress and just overall self-care has helped me recover from that, where I have suffered from debilitating pain and infertility. And it's just that we still just kind of throw birth control pills at everything when we have a women's health problem. And it's just crazy, right? Like there needs to be more talk of what you guys are doing. Like, you need to be in every pharmacy across the board to be like, okay, you need to be available for us as pharmacists. And I'm not in the practice anymore, but as a product to recommend to people when they do come in and say, okay, well, what do I take for this urinary tract infection? And even just, not even just like you know, women in our age range, but looking at how many women, elderly women that come in the pharmacy, literally they go to the hospital because they're experiencing dementia and they have a urinary tract infection and it's presenting as, you know, a cognitive thing where people think that they're having a stroke and they end up in the hospital and it's because of the, you know, their UTI. And then, you know, these are the same people that come in chronically, these elderly people that are rehospitalized over and over again because their vaginal flora is off.
Yeah. I mean, we couldn't agree more. Christine and I actually go to assisted living conferences because this is such a big problem. You know, once women reach peri and postmenopausal time, they stop producing as much estrogen, which is what fights off that bad bacteria. So they're way more prone to UTIs. Also, they're not as active. They're a bit more sedentary. So they're sitting there and that bacteria is just getting stuck. So, I mean, what we've learned from all of our visits and speaking with the nurses and carers there is that UTIs are very common in these places. And yeah, as you said, they're now, you know, when people start acting a bit off, it's leading to dementia because they're not, those are very early studies, but now they just test them for a UTI. And because when they get older, you know, you're on a lot of medication already and they don't want to prescribe them any more antibiotics. They want to give them something natural. Yeah. And going back to everything with women's health and yeah, we totally agree. You're preaching to the choir with that one because I mean, we're lucky. We're in a time where I think women's health is becoming the forefront and women are more interested in what's happening in their body. So they're pushing for a lot more information. So we just want to be that source of information where people can come. And while we may not be the experts, we will find the experts and get answers for people.
Yeah. And I think that's why we try to really come from a science-led approach. It's like Cornell is backed by a double-blind placebo study showing that it lowers the frequency of E. coli. And when we show that to doctors and pharmacists, it's like, no, this is legitimate. And there's other like layers of benefits to it. It has more antioxidants than most fruit and vegetables. It helps with inflammation. It helps with muscle recovery. It has more unique polyphenols than tart cherry juice. Like there's all these benefits and the anti-adhesion of that E. coli is most important for UTI prevention. But it also comes from a place around like women's health. It's, you know, AZO is owned by men. Most cranberry companies are owned by men. Wisp is an antibiotic distribution company, which effectively cuts out the middleman. You don't have to speak to a doctor. They will issue you the strongest dose of antibiotics to your local pharmacy within 15 minutes. And when we say like, oh, these are male-owned companies, it's like when you're a woman and you're going through this, you know the pain, you know the cycle of going to a doctor and seeing a doctor for 5 minutes and him prescribing you antibiotics. There was a recent study in CNN that doctors prescribe the wrong antibiotics more than half the time for UTIs. And I think it's just this like issue of conflict where like when a woman has a UTI, you want to go to the doctor, you just want antibiotics because you know it will help it. And you've never been educated for the other options. And so the doctor just kind of wants to give you what you want as well. And I think that's kind of where you keep running in. But that's where I personally kept running into issues because no one told me the effects of antibiotics and no one told me that it affects serotonin levels. And so you just kind of keep wanting these antibiotics to just stop the pain. And I think like, you know, that's one side of it. And the other side is it's shrouded in stigma. When you tell people that you have a UTI, it's associated with STIs, it's associated with sex, it's associated with all these things. And that's what we really wanted to just like pull the curtain aside and be like, women are more susceptible to UTIs because of our anatomy. There's no other reason. And I think removing the sexual stigma is like, and that's, you know, that philosophy is embedded in a lot of our product design. It's like, it's a beautiful box. It's an unboxing experience. You're not like, you know, under fluorescent lights in a CVS, like anxiously buying this. And I think that's what we're trying to like remove as well is like this happens to 45% of the population, men included, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. And I think like, and also like working with the medical community to make it as a part of antibiotics as well. People have to take antibiotics, which, you know, we're not trying to knock antibiotics. They have their place, but I think with 25% of women being resistant, it's not, you know, those aren't great statistics and we want to work against that too.
Yes, 100%. And yeah, you said it. You know, antibiotics have a time and a place, and they're wonderful and are life-saving. And yeah, you don't want to mess around. So yeah, for anybody listening, it's not, oh yeah, just drink cranberry. If you have a UTI, you should absolutely seek medical attention. If you have you don't want to get a kidney infection, and that leads to other things as well. So yes, you want to, if you have an active infection, you should go to your doctor. You should get it treated. But when it comes to overall prevention and urinary tract health, maintenance is super important, because once you get one, you're absolutely prone to them, right? Like, it's just the reoccurrence. I don't have a statistic to pull off the top of my head, but I know just from what I saw in the pharmacy, you know, when people got them, they got them. They were just the people that just, it was like a cyclical thing. So, you know, it's keeping that, maintaining that balance and that self-care. And I think that's pretty awesome. And I, you know, not to be man-hating today, but I mean, will these products help men?
So yeah, I mean, 30% of men do get UTIs.
They sure do.
So it is.
And we want to let them in on the secret too.
Yeah, of course. There are other benefits. So as you know, as our company's grown, more use cases have come through from our customers, actually. And one that's particular with men is that cranberries have more antioxidants than most fruit and vegetables, and they have a specific antioxidant, the polyphenol, that is good for muscle recovery. So we do have people reaching out and using it before and after working out just for that muscle recovery. But we like to focus on women and help prevent. I mean, of course, everyone can use Cranel. We love everyone too. But we know the stigma that women face, and that's really our mission, to make women feel comfortable and let them know that they're not alone. And this happens to all of us.
I love it. So tell our listeners, how do you take the product? What does it look like? How often do you need to take it? What is the recommended dosage? Like, what do you guys recommend people do if they're looking just for overall, you know, maintenance?
So it's 100 milliliters. You take it weekly as opposed to daily from any other products. And that's really the prevention. It's equal to 10 cranberry tablets or 60 bottles of ocean spray in terms of active ingredient. And I mean, as we talked about, there's many other benefits. We always say that Cranel replaces like 10 plus products. It's great for antioxidant intake. It's great for muscle recovery. It's great for prevention of UTIs. It's also great for management of your vaginal microbiome pH. So cranberries naturally have a very low pH of 4. And one of the most other common infections is bacterial vaginosis, which also has very obvious symptoms. It can lead to the fishy smells, itchiness, and Cranel was really designed to maintain that pH, which helps keep that pH low for your vaginal microbiome. And that can increase due to your period. Menstrual blood has a pH of 7, so that raises it on a monthly basis. A lot of, you know, as Erica said, these use cases emerge from our customers. So a woman reached out to us saying like, oh my gosh, like I always felt funky after my period, and now I know it's my pH. So like on our website, we also sell pH test kits and UTI test kits. And like over time, women started like testing their pH to see like, oh, is my pH too high? You know, having intercourse can also raise your pH. Your body raises from pH of 4 to pH of 8 because semen has a pH of 8. We're always adjusting for men. And so Cranel helps recalibrate that.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, replacing those 10 products with a natural cranberry product we see is fairly easy. I mean, I can tell myself if I like skip a couple weeks, I'm like, oh, I need to like take Cranel from like immunity perspective, et cetera.
Awesome. I love it. And we can include in show notes a link for people to purchase as well so that you can order and have it delivered to your home. Awesome.
We'll provide you with a code as well.
Awesome. Sounds good. And we'll have the show notes for anybody that has questions. Is there a way to contact you, your staff, to ask questions? Is there a community, you know, on Facebook or, you know, social media? Is there a place where people can find out more information, your website, any of that information?
Yeah, our website is cranel.co. .co. And on all of our socials are at Cranel Official. And you can DM us on Instagram, and we're also on Target, Walmart.com, and Amazon. So, yeah.
That's awesome. All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much for being on today. And thank you so much for all of your hard work and just on women's health and awareness and what you're doing and for creating such an amazing product.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.